Yeah. This is Miles.
That's like, where the bad boys go when they die? They don't go to heaven where the angels fly. That's that. What is that song anyway?
I don't know. It's like someone got their balls twisted. I don't know what it is.
I'm Lumberjack, baby.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Now you know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Welcome. Welcome to Static Radio. Welcome to Static Radio.
I don't get it. You talk. Go ahead.
The ceremony's about to begin. So, welcome. And,
everyone, come in. Have a seat. So. The ceremony's about to begin.
You, Marcia and Jan, sit together. What's that about, man? What's that about?
I don't know, but it's a pretty good read, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm buying that book. I'm in line for it, yeah. I'm in line for that.
Oh, it cut off now. It gets all uppity with the book. And
hard to listen to this.
What? Oh, you got cut out for a minute. You cut out whenever you started talking about the book. You cut out, evidently. You got so excited
kiss.
See, now it's really funny how that came out now. I mean, think about it. You got this whole generation of people who grew up watching. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's now, I would say, I'm trying to think. That'd be like 1970. So, yeah, I probably was watching Brady Bunch when it was fairly new on TV at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I was really little, but I mean, I watched the reruns. That's really where the impact is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after school, watching the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
And now they come out with this.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah.
I will say, I will go out on a limb and say that at least, I haven't seen her in a while, but Eve Plum, the hottest Brady girl as an adult, easily.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say so? Would you agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
You would. Okay. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Marcia was kind of the one at the time, but I mean, you know, after they matured, it was all Jan, really.
Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do I need to say anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. So, look for that coming out.
Yeah, that was an interesting little tidbit. I don't know.
Wow.
If people didn't read that, I put it on the Tumblr thing I got, and you can go to the link there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that. I thought that was really interesting.
Actually, I did not look at your Tumblr, but I did hear that on the news.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, I thought maybe you read it where I put it at there. I also found this picture of a lady bending herself in half, which is kind of interesting.
But, no, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but she's not naked or anything. So.
Well, I'm not watching.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So other than the Jan Marcia thing, what's going on in your little dirty mind?
Do you know, now, in your mind, you've got certain phone numbers memorized. Probably.
That would be incorrect. I try not
to. You don't.
True. I do.
I mean, try as you might, besides your own, obviously, you might know your parents, for instance, or something like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I know a few, but I don't know a lot of them.
Right. So I made the mistake of trying to get in touch dial my parents this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, a number you dial millions of times, you know it, you know, you just could do it blindfolded, or, you know, just, you could do it, you know, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
So I'm talking to my wife. And
dialing
the phone. I'm not paying attention. It's ringing. I'm talking to my wife, and it's like all I can hear is like chonk, 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 chonk.
Uh-huh.
Hello, so and so's on your phone. Hello,
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, you know?
And what?
I'm like, oh, I must have got, you know, what did I dial, you know? It's weird. You know, something I've dialed hundreds of millions of times, so I hang up. I dial it again. I'm still talking to my wife, and I didn't really say anything to her, but I'm like, oh, that's weird. I got some weird twin speak or something. I don't know what it was. I was like, what the hell?
Twin speak, huh?
Some bad Chinese restaurant. I didn't know what it was. I was like, what?
Okay.
And sure enough, again. I'm like, okay, this is my parents' number now. Either they've been killed, and there's some nut in their house that, you know, is, you know,
answering their phone.
That has skinned them and is wearing their skins and answering their phone or something. I don't know what's going on. Or my dad has had a stroke or something. I don't know what is going on.
He had a stroke, and now I can only speak Mandarin.
Yeah, no. Here is my dad fucking around on the phone. I'm like, what the hell? What the hell? Oh, he's laughing his ass off. Oh,
the part you didn't hear, he goes, is this a hot chick? And then you go, so anyway, honey, I was going to tell you. And then you go, hello? And your dad goes, fall. Because he knew it was you.
I don't know. Maybe he's turning Japanese. I don't know.
Yeah,
it
could be.
That wasn't, I don't know.
That was your mom talking, and let me tell you, her mouth is full.
Ah. Oh, oh, you will pay. You will pay.
Honey, why do you have to answer the phone? I mean, we're in the middle of something here. I'm trying to concentrate.
All right. All right. That's enough. That's enough. I think of the comedy. Jeez. Yeah. Long distance call. You know,
she's actually reading the notes off the back of the Viagra bottle. 4-hour erection.
Nice. That's nice. That's nice.
It'll be a while. Let's make some
dinner. I got pranked by my parents. There you go. I got pranked, man.
Your dad's a prankster.
I got punked.
I
got punked.
So he thought he had a good laugh with it, huh?
Oh, he laughed his ass off.
Nice.
He enjoyed himself, yes, at my expense. I'm like, what? The hell is this?
What are you going to do to get him back now?
I don't know. I was like, I didn't even, because I was like totally freaked out. I'm like, what the hell? Is it garbled or is it, you know, I couldn't, because I don't know what the hell he was doing. I was just like, like, what?
Miles, I'd like you to meet my friend Ed.
I don't know.
We're an item.
Yeah, I don't know.
There comes a time in a man's life where he wants to sample other things.
He's doing like the Morrison live Roadhouse Blues. Cha-chong, chong, chong, ka-kong, kong, kong, cha-chong, chong, chong. I'm like, what? The hell? Is he singing Roadhouse Blues? It was bizarre. That threw me, you know. Not that it was that funny, I guess, but it threw me so much. I'm like, wow, that's like...
Somehow I think he was singing Backdoor Man, but that's a whole other thing. Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. So, anyway.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know. Maybe he'll sing My Generation next week. He'll
be singing... Well, it's not called Baba O'Reilly, but that's what its chorus is.
Down, down, down.
That's what
I'll
be singing, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Either that I'll be singing Zeppelin.
So. I got punked. I got punked.
Yeah. I think you got to think of something to do to your dad now. I think that's what you got to
do. Yeah, I know. I know. I got to punk him up.
I think we'll work up, let's work up some elaborate... letter about some kind of free weekend at a gambling boat or something, and
that would be
and I'll get like fake like one of those swipe cards, you know, and tell them it's like free for like $10,000 of credit at the casino, you know. Oh my god, he wet himself.
I think we just need to get some of those funny scratch offs.
Honey. Come up from air. I got a new thing from the casino.
Oh, God. You're a son of a bitch, man.
Honey.
You are a son of a bitch.
Where are you? God damn it.
You are a son of a bitch, man. You...
What?
You take a beautiful story and turn it into something.
Oh, come on.
Something, you know, gross.
Dirty, filthy.
I hope that your parents still do the nasty.
You know what? There's a line, and you just crossed it, okay? You just like, boom.
Said the nasty?
Boom, yeah.
I'm even using television words.
You know what? We don't need to even go there.
I hope that your dad's still getting, you know.
You know what? It's really, yeah, we don't need to know that. We don't need to know that. We don't.
He's a nice guy. He deserves it.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
And he probably needs it, considering how much he hits on everything that walks around, you know?
All right. I think we got your comedy now.
He needs to keep it down, you know what I'm saying?
Not listening. La 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 la.
Well, let's work up some elaborate scheme.
We just need one of those phony scratch-offs or something.
Yeah, you could do that. Sure, you could do that. You can get a phony scratch off. Go to Spencer Gifts. Get your phony scratch off and have a ha-ha, you know.
We'll get him where it hurts, man, like freebies. He loves freebies.
Exactly.
Man. I know.
Call this number now.
I know. We'll have to think of something.
Yeah, we'll you won't think of nothing.
You're right, I won't.
That's right. Your dad is way more inventive than you ever will be.
I'm just going to get caller ID, so next time he calls, I'm just going to be...
Yeah. No, just answer the phone that way for everybody. That's what he does.
This is Reverend Wilson calling. Is this Miles?
Mr. Title, I was calling to give you a free vacation if you can answer this one question.
Nice. Your dad is making fun of the Oriental people. Yeah, that's great.
I didn't say that. I just said he was doing some kooky thing. I don't know what it was.
Sounds like you doing the Hindi Neil Diamond or something.
That was different. That was a bad Hindi thing that... Once again, someone told me that I had a really good Hindi voice, and then it went to my head, and I thought, oh, no, I can do it good. Ooh. I blew it, man.
Like
I blew it,
or something here.
I blew it. All right, I blew it.
Rockland, Rosie, climb on board.
Oh, man, dear, well, you came when you gay without taking.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. But
nice.
Anywho, so beware, man. Beware, people.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So, what's going on with you there, Basement Bob?
Well, I had an awkward lunch the other day.
Probably
talk about it.
Did it involve semen?
No.
Oh.
I was not down at the wharf or anything like that.
Okay. Just wanted to get to your level of comedy, you know. Your level here.
No, it was actually, a business lunch, and I felt like I was out with, Josie and the Pussycats or something. It was crazy. What was that? What the hell was that?
I'm just getting a little drink.
Oh, jeez. You make a lot of noise.
Yeah, I know.
I missed it. So. What are you, like, slurping it out of a bowl or something?
Soda.
That's right. So, no, I was like,
no, go ahead, I'm listening.
It was like two, probably fairly attractive young ladies, and then, you know, their kind of geeky sidekick chick or something. So we were at lunch. Huh?
Did they have a duff with them?
I don't know, I've never heard that before. What's a duff?
The designated ugly fat friend is.
Oh, well, she wasn't really fat or anything, or really that ugly, but she certainly wasn't as attractive as the other two. So.
What do they look like?
Well, one was a blonde-haired young lady, mm-hmm. and the other was a dark-haired young lady, and then the kind of kooky one was red hair. So it was kind of almost like maybe more Charlie's Angels than.
Like Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, I guess kind of.
Cameron Diaz and
No.
And then like a Kathy Zeta-Jones maybe.
Yeah, she probably was more. You can probably
That's the fantasy I have in my head. But go ahead.
We'll keep going. Stick with that. So yeah.
Okay,
so
we'll keep going. Okay.
So the meeting, I actually set proposed the meeting and then set it up with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Well, we'll meet for lunch, and then you know I'll bring some people with me." And so,
Did you go to Chewy's?
No, this is out of town.
Okay.
Out of town, and we had to do me and this other guy were doing another thing, and so then when we got done with that, it was about lunchtime, and we met for lunch and stuff. But it was a surreal feeling. I mean, I don't typically get to be in the presence of attractive women, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, other than my wife, of course.
I was wondering if you're going to cover your tracks there. Yeah, okay. Well, he's going to bury himself. He's leaving himself wide open.
No.
Wide open.
I mean, for business. It's mostly bald or balding men and, fat people like myself. And
I usually have to pay for this, ladies. You know what I'm saying?
I felt really weird. It was the oddest. It was the oddest thing, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know the funny thing we used to do in college? We used to guess, like, bra sizes.
Yeah, I didn't mention that.
You're like a small talker.
You're
a small talker.
I am absolutely no good at any of that. So.
How much do you spend on your cycle?
You know, all those questions actually did
come up. Yes, all these questions, I've seen you ask women. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know why. I think it's funny for some reason.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I think it's a funny question to ask.
But continue. So you're out to lunch.
I did not ask any. I mean, this is business, so no embarrassment.
Were you tipping over the table, you know, at any time?
I'm a goof, you know. I'm an idiot.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a few minutes.
This is all hindsight on my part. I'm sitting there feeling uncomfortable. I don't know why. And then later I realize, here's probably why, you know. I'm in a setting that I'm not normally used to, and I'm trying to talk to these people about stuff, and it's like, you know. So, but it was really weird. I mean, I just realized after the fact that it's like, wow, I wonder if this is where people get these weird ideas, you know what I'm saying? Because it was me and this other doofy-looking guy, and we're sitting there eating lunch with these three ladies, and it's like everybody else must have been thinking, well, who the fuck are they sitting over there, you know what I mean?
Look at all those women sitting together.
Look, there's one guy and four ladies, and one of them's real fat.
Like, there's a really hot one, and then it kind of goes down from there, man. Look at that lucky guy with those four chicks.
That's right, exactly.
Because you always get mistaken as a woman.
Yeah.
So
I thought that happened the other day again. Thank goodness it wasn't me. So. It's happened over time. Less and less, though, I must say. Less and less.
So you had a nice time. You had went out to eat.
It was all right and everything, but it just was a really weird feeling. I'm not. I'm much more comfortable with.
Was there any like awkward like women talk like chlamydia or anything like that or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
I didn't get all weird.
I think everybody was uncomfortable, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think everybody was uncomfortable. You know how you were in the position where you were at that conference or whatever, and you were like just talking and being all. You know, Mr. Charming, in your little corner of the world there. Mm-hmm. As I recall a story you said, it was totally opposite for me. I was just all, you know, what the hell am I doing here, you know?
That many times,
Thanks.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, well, so that's right. What I felt, yeah. So.
Bob, my eyes are up here. Okay.
That wasn't the case. No, that wasn't
the case. Kathy, your fun bags are huge.
Yeah, no, I didn't say anything like that, no.
But were they?
I wouldn't be surprised if I did. I mean, it's just
were
really
they?
Awkward. No, they weren't.
Were they dressed, like, appropriately? Or?
Oh, yeah, they were very businesslike. But,
pinstripes.
Quite nicely dressed, yes.
High heels?
I was the schlub, you know, in the ill-fitting clothes, and they were all
high heels. People want to know. Come on.
Yes.
They want to know, man.
The two more attractive ladies had high heels, yes.
Oh, man.
And the kind of the lead lady had very high heels, yes.
Hair
see, I'm not into heels, so all down.
All down, nice.
Yeah.
Braided?
Exactly. No. What's with the brains? What the fuck?
It's just, come on. I want to know. I'm just asking questions.
Wasn't like some kind of Freudline or something.
Pigtails? Does any of them have pigtails?
What are you, Colonel Hogan with the secretary for Colonel Clink or what?
Hogan! Oh, well, hello there, Freudline. You know, I'm a colonel in the United States Army Air Corps.
Did they have a lot of arm hair?
I did not see. Everybody's wearing everybody's wearing like business stuff. You know?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Colonel Hogan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did this end then?
No, we just talked. It was a business meeting. That was in it. But I just, at hindsight, I was just thinking, you know, boy, oh boy, was that out of place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't go, I don't think it really went that well, but, you know. Mm-hmm. What do I know? I'm just an idiot, so.
Bob gets into his car and turns on. It's getting hot in here, so let's take all our clothes off.
No, nothing. We drove separately.
Oh.
We met for lunch, see, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, you know, they got to be thinking when they're leaving, gosh, that's like the two ugliest people I've ever had lunch with. That one even looked like a woman. That's what they're thinking, you know. I can't imagine. You know, if everybody were really honest in this world, you know.
Then I'd be like, wow, those two hot guys that are with us, man.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. We could have made a Bob sandwich.
Look, it's fat and sweaty guy and another fat and sweaty guy.
Well, hi, girls. Nice to join you for lunch.
That's right. It's like the Caucasian Fat Albert.
Who was?
Hey, hey, hey. That one even sounds cool as Fat Albert, you know what I mean?
Let's go all meet at lunch. Yeah.
You realize that the Junkyard Gang, would, if they were all white, would be really uncool compared to the Junkyard Gang as black. Even Bucky, you know, the one with the bad hair and doing the big teeth.
Is ultimately
much more cooler as a African American than he ever would be as a white kid. You know what I mean?
You know, you chicks.
Hey, Mamba.
You know, I don't know if you ever watched Star Wars, but you ever see that metal bikini that Leia wears?
I got one in the car right now. You know.
Yeah, but maybe you'd like to try that on. I'd like to.
Yeah, what is this, Howard Stern show?
Yes.
So anyway, I felt really out of place. That was my big. That was the strange. This is the strange, not the humorous, I guess.
This is, yeah.
This
yeah.
Is more
well,
the strange.
It is the strange and humorous. That's that is
right.
True. Yeah.
But I would say the best observation out of all these stories is the fact that the Junkyard Gang would not be cool if they were white kids. Yeah.
Bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, watch out. Here comes Fat Ira. Like a bunch of nerdy Vanilla Ices or something. Hey, Rudy. All right, anyway. That's the extent of my story there.
We out.
I think that's what we'll just have to say for this one.
Peace.